everybody. How you doing? Good morning, Antioch. Oh my gosh, I've wanted to say that all week. Okay. Did everybody sleep last night? Everybody sleep last night. It's like, cause I know it's like extra hours sleep and everything, and it's like it's way better than like in spring when it's like we have to spring forward an hour. It's like we just suck 1 hour of your life away. How does that make you feel? It's like, come on, it's just so much better. It's so much great. I feel so rested and energetic. And so how everyone, I know last night was crazy and emotional. I'm sure a lot of you cried, but don't worry, that's normal. I cried too. There were plenty of tears on my first Saturday night. All right, so don't feel ashamed about that or anything. And also last night, Tim talked to us about homecoming, about coming home to God. But it's not just about also coming home to God, because it's also about coming home to our community of faith, which is what I'm here to talk to you about today. But the thing is, it's like, you got to ask yourself, what is a community of faith? In fact, I think before I can answer that, I need to at least elaborate a little bit on what a community is. We as humans are very social creatures. So much so that if we are not given the very basic of human contact, if we do not have other people around us, locked in a room or away out there in the wilderness all by ourselves, we will go insane. We will begin to hallucinate both visually as well as audio, like that we are hearing, and even infants will die without the basic human contact. We need other people. We need this thing called community. But a community is more than just a bunch of people all living together, whether it be under the same roof or in the same town or in the same country. It's this idea of that we come together for a common goal. It can be something as simple as survival or something as great an endeavor as traveling to Mars. Seriously, Earth, get it together. We should be there already, you know? But
no, true, right?
But the thing is like, and we can't do this unless we're willing to work together. A community needs to be able to work together in order to achieve this goal. In order for that, we kind of need to be able to love and care about each other as well. And the thing about community is that it also comes in all many, many shapes and sizes. You know, whether it be as big as a country, or even just as small as two people. Yes, two people can be a community. And no, I'm not talking about you and like your best friend, all right? What I'm talking about is something a little more intimate. I'm talking about marriage. Marriage is what brings communities together today. If you guys don't get that, then honestly, you have not seen good cinema, all right?
Yeah, true.
And the thing is like marriage is the very basis of community because it is its beginning. Because from the marriage between a man and a woman, children can be born. And the family can begin. And his family is the very first of community. But the thing is that a community of faith takes this further than any normal community, whether it be, takes it further than just survival or, you know, some great endeavor. Our main goal is heaven, is salvation, as a community of faith. In fact, what you see before you right now is a community of faith. All these people in here, Antioch, it's just one big community of faith. And we've worked really hard in order to bring this message of salvation to you as a community. But the thing about Antioch is that it's just one community within a much larger community, and that community is the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
This community is actually the greatest of communities in history. And in fact, it's huge. It's over 1 billion Catholics strong, not to mention the other 1 billion Christians of other denominations in the world. So it's like 2 billion people. And it's all over the world. It does so much for so many. It gives so much for so many. But it also had incredibly humble beginnings. You see, the Catholic Church really got its start when Jesus Christ called but a few men who were simply humble fishermen, Peter and his fellow fishermen, to follow him, to drop everything and follow him. And in fact, it is written in the Gospel of Luke that while the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats there alongside the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Simon said in reply, "Master, we have worked all night, hard all night, and have caught nothing. But at your command, I will lower the nets." When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were tearing. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come to help them. They came and filled both boats so that they were in danger of sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus and said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For astonishment at the catch of fish they had made seized him and all those with him. And likewise, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners of Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." When they brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him. And it is from this very humble group, that they would grow into thousands. And the thing is that the early Catholic Church had a way of living that was like none other than seen before in history. They would take all the individuals, would take what they had, and they would sell it. And then they would give that money to the leaders of the church, who would then take this money and use it to provide for all the needs of the people. And they would live this way even long after Jesus Christ's death and resurrection. In fact, they were so successful that throughout history, many different communities would attempt to mimic them, some with varying levels of success. But the most notable one, and this is, wait for it, the most notable one is communism. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, communism is comparable to the early church. At least it is on paper. Because communism, surprisingly, it works, but only on paper. In practice, however, is a totally different story. And the reason why that it didn't work is because it's actually missing four big elements that a community of faith needs in order to be successful. The first of this is that it needs you. It needs you as an individual willing to give to the community. I mean, we're not asking you to literally sell everything you have, but we are asking you to be willing to give your time, your talent, and your treasure, to be able to put your heart and soul into it. For it is the only way the community can be successful. Well, one of the only ways the community can be successful is if you are willing to put the time and energy into it. But the second is that a community needs to be able to give back to you. You see, we all have needs. We have things that we require to survive. And we also live in this world of give and take. But a community of faith needs to be give and give. It's this idea that we give so much to the community, but the community also needs to provide love and support and encouragement and even challenge to improve ourselves. It requires to give us something so that way we can still keep giving back. But a community also needs to grow. It can't remain stagnant, otherwise it will eventually die. In fact, that's one big reason why the church has survived for so long, is because it's always adapted to the situation without compromising its most fundamental beliefs. But it has adapted to the situation. In fact, when the church was eventually accepted by the Roman Empire as its official religion, it couldn't live the way it used to. It couldn't require an entire empire to sell everything they had. I mean, that's kind of what happened with communism in the first place, and we probably would have had communism much earlier in history if the church had not changed. And the church would continue to change throughout the centuries until we are what we are today. But despite all this, though, all of it is useless unless it has the most important thing the community of faith needs. And that is God at its center. Because what's the point of a community of faith if we do not have what we need the most, what our very faith is based upon, at its center? In fact, the best way we can do this, and we talked about it earlier, was via prayer. Because those that pray together stay together. And a community of faith needs that. The thing is, though, community isn't also perfect. Trust me, I know. I have, thing about me, you need to know about me is I have 7 younger siblings, 3 of which are here at the Antioch Retreat. In fact, there's that hand back there. and Jacob over there. All right, and Sarah, I don't know, I think she's out there with like EV doing, you know, EV stuff.
We have seven.
Yes, Jacob, we have seven.
I love count.
But the thing is, we're not perfect. We fight all the time. Sometimes with each other. So,
hard to believe.
But the thing is that, and I've also had like other experiences with like community as well. Like with EV, I was like a huge part of, I was like a part of EV, and it was like a huge part of like my experience with community. But we weren't perfect either, because sometimes we goof off and we do stuff and like we're not on point. And the thing is well, I mean, Emma, what it is I'm really trying to talk about here, though, is the fact that I'm standing up here talking about community of faith, when in reality, I don't actually, at this time, have a community of faith. And no one freak out, no one start flipping tables that goes double for you, Jacob. What I mean by this is I don't have a community of faith at this time, but I did. The first of my community of faith that I had in my life was my family. They're the reason why I'm Catholic. Because without them, I wouldn't even know about all this stuff. I mean, I guess I could have eventually ended up as Catholic had it not been I was born. But without them, I wouldn't have such a strong foundation. And the thing is we used to do all these great things together. We used to pray together. Mom used to read to us. We used to basically do everything and go everywhere together. But after a time, that began to change. And I realized that that's actually on me. The majority of it's actually on me. It's mostly my fault, the reason why that stopped, why my family stopped being my community of faith. Because as I got older, I grew to become very selfish and very lazy, only thinking of myself. And I wasn't willing to put the energy and time into my family that I needed in order for them to stay in my community of faith, but it's not all my fault. The thing is that, like I mentioned earlier, is that a community of faith, it's only a community of faith if it also is willing to give back to you. And in some ways, I mean, I'm not blaming anybody here. I'm not pointing fingers, but my family kind of fell away from that by being willing to put energy into it as individuals and as a group. I think I would denote this to a part of like we all were growing up. We were growing up. We wanted to do different things, and we were growing apart. And then there was also the fact, for a while there was. It was kind of a really a depressing time for me because of this fact that I didn't have my family really there for my community of faith. I mean, we still went to church, all right? We're still Catholic, but we weren't really doing everything together that we should have been doing. I mean, eventually, though, I did find Antioch. It was like the best time ever. It was so great. And really, I had community again. It was so fantastic. And it lasted like that for a good few years. But eventually it kind of died down a bit. Because what was happening is, again, my old habits were getting the better of me. Where I didn't want to put time and energy into the community. I only wanted to think of myself and what I could get out of it. Then also another thing was is that the community also, I felt like it was kind of failing me as well. In part, anyways, and part of this was from the fact that people I had gone to retreat with, like my first retreat, and people I'd worked with for like the next couple of retreats, were growing up and they were moving on, and that's not a bad thing, but I failed to put the energy I needed in order to bring it. Like I failed to like try to connect, and it was difficult for me to connect with like a lot of other people. Like, the new people were coming in because I actually kind of joined Antioch pretty late in life. I was like practically an adult. And there were all these rowdy teenagers coming in, and most of them was just like, they felt like it was just, I was sort of difficult connecting. But my main point is that despite the fact that all of them were growing up and moving on and kind of leaving me behind, that's not necessarily a bad thing. Because the thing about Antioch is that it's not actually meant to be permanent. Antioch isn't meant to be permanent for any of you. In fact, Antioch doesn't even necessarily have to be your community of faith. But I'm not saying it isn't a bad place to start. But the thing is, all the communities that we form here on Earth, all these communities within the greater community of the Catholic Church, are They're temporary. Because we ourselves are temporary. You see, we're all going to die. I'm sorry, but it's all going to happen. I mean, except for maybe those few lucky people who are going to be here when Jesus Christ actually comes back. All right, those are the only exceptions. But because we're not permanent, our communities are not permanent, and that's okay. But there is one community in this world that is permanent, and that is the Catholic Church. Because it was created by somebody who is permanent. Jesus Christ. You see, he is eternal, even though he died. And the best part is that we actually have, you see, the community of faith of the Catholic Church on this earth doesn't actually end here. There's a whole other section of it you guys can't see in heaven. All the angels and saints, God himself. And we are connected to this community in fantastic ways. In fact, in our next talk, we're actually going to be talking about one of those really, really great and awesome like communities, or one of those ways that we are connected to this community in heaven. But I won't like spoil it for you, so it's like, shh. But despite all of this that's happened in my life, I am doing a lot better now. I'm trying to put the energy and time into a community, and I'm trying to give back, and I'm trying to like help the community to grow. But before I go, because I'm pretty sure I'm almost out of time here, is that I want to challenge you guys to find your own communities of faith. Whether it's Antioch, a really good place to start, or whether it's your family or a group of friends. See, because even though we all belong to this greater community of faith, we need personal communities of faith. And I want to challenge you guys to find that. So look for those communities in your life that embodiment these four main elements that you need. But most importantly, make sure that God is at its center. For if God is at its center, then it will remain forever. Because if God is with us, then who can stand against us? Thank you all. I'll be here all week.
Alrighty, so we have some discussion questions. I'd like to ask and remind everybody that, like, you know, this weekend we've been doing a lot of stuff, we've been sharing a lot with each other, and just make sure we're all keeping it to ourselves, keeping it at your tables, because what's said here stays here. So whatever you guys are, like, talking about, just, you know, don't go around telling everybody else the, your stuff.
I don't know what you say. What do you say? 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 So, how much you